Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro, and we are back from the bye week. It was a very nice weekend indeed. Everybody feeling like they inhaled a full stomach full of life once again, nonstop since July. Eagles taking a week off now. It is back to work with the Dallas Cowboys straight ahead. The Cowboys coming off a huge win over St. Louis on Sunday. Eagles have three straight games at Lincoln Financial Field. It is time to make a move in the NFC East. Things clearing up just a little bit yesterday with the Redskins losing, the Cowboys winning. It's all bunched together in that NFC East. We've got a lot to talk about here. Obviously, we're going to start with some headlines. The team begins its practice today. Now, Brandon Graham tweeting this morning that he will be on the practice field. They don't really have practice quite yet, so he's expecting to be there. So we can't say officially that he will be there, but that is the expectation that Graham will practice. Now, he has 3 weeks during which time the Eagles can either activate him to the 53-man roster, and if they do that, they would have to cut somebody from the roster, or the Eagles can put him on injured reserve for the entire season. So that is the options with Brandon Graham. And tonight we'll have that covered for you on Eagles Nightly. Injury updates, Trent Cole and Jason Peters, along with King Dunlap for that matter, should be ready to go and practice today. But again, they have not officially stepped on the field for practice, so we can't tell you if they are practicing yet. But when they do, we'll have it for you. Asante Samuel, we'll get into this a little bit later. But Asante Samuel on the radio during the bye week and had some things to say that I'm not sure really sat too well with a lot of fans, at least the reaction I've gotten. But we'll talk about that later on. And we will, of course, discuss the Ronnie Brown trade that was not for Jerome Harrison. Harrison back with the Detroit Lions and underwent surgery for a brain tumor. Reportedly, that surgery went well, and we all wish Jerome Harrison the very, very best of luck. Good guy, and we hope that his what a bizarre story it was, and the Eagles giving him a physical after the trade for Ronnie Brown, find that he has brain tumor, got it early. Hopefully, everything's gone, and Ronnie Brown stays with the Eagles. Jerome Harrison, hopefully, healthy enough, and if he plays football again, that is a great bonus. So that is where we are. Eagles are 2-4. Nice weekend off for everyone. Refreshed football team. A lot of very positive feelings here at the NovaCare Complex. A lot of energy once again. 10 games to go in this season. Eagles have to win in the NFC East. We know that. And when we return from this break, we're going to take a look at the Cowboys, at the Redskins, what they did yesterday. We're going to hear from you. We're going to project a little bit about the offensive line and talk about maybe some changes up front. After the impressive performance from Winston Justice, the return to health of Jason Peters, what does that mean for the O-line? All of that and a whole lot more coming your way on Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're live from the NovaCare Complex on an absolutely beautiful Monday here in South Philadelphia. It's Dallas Cowboys week, everybody, and you know what that means. Dallas sucks. We're coming right back.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Ricoh.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Falcons win. They're above 500. First time all year. Look at that. Josh Hamilton and Lance Berkman coming from across the street. They're playing game four of the World Series.
Thanks for coming.
Point flip. You had 522 in the 92 World Series prime. Let's give you credit.
I did.
I'm giving everybody credit.
I would have been MVP.
This one Burke said before.
I was flat out raking.
Game morning.
Felix Jones is out. DeMarco Murray's in. And he's going to alternate with Tashard Choice. But DeMarco Murray, man, this guy out of the backfield. He's going to have 150 scrimmage yards in this game for the boys.
Stramuchos!
Oh, that's a good bold prediction.
No, Stramuchos! He down here.
There he goes. Is that Tony Dorsett?
No.
Call it Moochie. Call it Moochie. What am I eating tomorrow, Moochie?
You're eating crow.
91 yard scamper, if you will.
No,
second longest running Cowboys history. You know what the longest one is, of course, from Monday night years ago. A.J. Feely starting for the injured Sam Bradford. Here's Cadillac Williams hit by Abram Elam. Live ball. Rams challenge, but Elam reestablished himself before he picked up the loose ball.
Great play by Elam.
Cowboys get the ball back, and what do they do with it? Romo to Dez Bryant on second and forever. That is a chain mover.
Yeah, and this guy's dangerous.
This guy's tough to tackle as well.
He is now. This guy stays healthy and in shape. He's going to be dynamic.
Led to a Romo one-yard pass to his BFF. 14-0 Cowboys on top. Ensuing Rams possession. Steven Jackson puts the Rams on the board. So it's a one-touchdown game here mid-second quarter. Second rushing touchdown of the year for Steven Jackson and the Rams. Remember, the first one was in the week one against the Eagles.
Bags got him fighting.
Third quarter, it's DeMarco Murray.
They won a game, coach.
187 rushing yards through three quarters, chasing the Cowboys' single-game rookie rushing record. Forget that. He blew past that. He shattered the Cowboys.
Even Emmitt Smith?
Yes. Even Tony Dorsett. They're all looking up at DeMarco Murray. 250.
Look at him go.
Yards.
I don't know what happened right here, though. I don't know what.
He got a flat tire.
That wasn't a flat tire.
On just 25 carries.
Ran out of gas.
Cowboys send the Rams to a hard 0-6.
So, obviously, a great performance from DeMarco Murray. The Cowboys dominating a hapless, hopeless, helpless St. Louis Rams team. And I love Steve Spagnuolo. He is in a terrible situation there. I wish him the best there. I just don't see how he's going to survive much longer. It's a terrible team. We'll get into the Redskins and their loss in just a moment. Let's take a look at the NFC East standings. The Giants at the top of the heap with a 4-2 record. Cowboys, Redskins, 3-3. And of course, Philadelphia Eagles in must-win situations here. And certainly we'll have a chance to just see how good this team is with the schedule ahead. Let's take some phone calls. 215-339-6709. Let's go to the Zompsta in, where are you? In New York. Hey, Zompy. What's up, buddy?
Dallas sucks, baby.
Yes, baby. Let's start that drumbeat loud and clear. Let's have some fun this week.
That's right, man. What a boring weekend, man. Besides my fantasy football, I had nothing to look forward to.
Yeah. Did you win in fantasy football, Zomp? That's the key.
I'm down 15 with Anquan Boldin going tonight.
All right, so you've lost. Go ahead.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, it was nice to see Washington lose. You know, we gained up a game on them without even playing, which is good.
Yeah, they're in deep trouble with their troubles at quarterback. Tim Hightower injured perhaps significantly with his knee. Santana Moss breaks a hand. I don't see how they're going to score points. And giving up 33 points to the Carolina Panthers, are you kidding me? So they're done, in my opinion.
Hope so, man.
Yeah.
And the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, terrible team overall with the St. Louis Rams, terrible run defense. I mean, this guy Murray might be the real deal, but I'm not going to say that after one game. But he definitely looks impressive. But against, like I said, the Rams, we see what happens.
Yeah, I don't want to. I will say this, and I wrote glowingly about the Cowboys. Pardon me, and I think they're really, really talented defensively, and I think that Rob Ryan's defense is a very aggressive scheme. They're going to come after Michael Vick with Spencer, with DeMarcus Ware. I'm very happy that Jason Peters is healthy. I wonder, and we'll talk about this in just a bit, what will the Eagles' offensive line look like? Do you bring back Winston Justice and play him at right tackle? Do you keep Todd Harriman's there? I offer a scenario a little bit later on here, but did Justice play well enough to win his job back at right tackle?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Winston Justice. I would keep it the way it is, but I mean, coaches know better than me, but I'm not a really big fan of Winston Justice at the right tackle.
Why not?
I think Todd Harriman's is solid over there, and I think Evan Mathis plays good at left guard. Why change?
What about right guard?
Right guard, why can't you leave Watson?
I'm just saying for right now, okay. What's your best offensive line moving forward?
In my opinion?
Right now. And I don't doubt Danny Watkins is a talented kid, and I think he's playing a lot better. But if you are here to win now, and you don't have much margin for error, and you've got Jay Ratliff lining up against you here on Sunday night.
If you put it that way. Left side, if you put Harriman there, it's a strong side. So I guess, in my opinion, I always liked Peters. I liked Harriman, Kelsey, that right guard. I don't know. Do you put Watkins or do you put Kyle Devan in there?
Well, or do you put Mathis over at right guard and put Harriman's back at left guard?
You can do that, and Winston and right tackle. Yeah, right, because that line's gonna come after Watkins.
Yep.
You got a point, Dave. You're absolutely right. So you know better than me, baby. I'm just a fan.
Me too, and I just don't – these are just questions, food for thought. I don't know. The Eagles, again, don't practice here for a few minutes. Actually, they're on the field now. And we don't have access to them until after practice at about 12:30. So I don't know what the alignment's going to be out there. I'll know later in the week.
I mean, that Patriots game, you watched that Patriots Dallas game last week?
I did not. We were coming back from Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I really thought Dallas deserved to win that game. I mean, Brady just did his Brady magic in the last 2 minutes, but they definitely contained and they disrupted Brady. So that's what concerns me about this game coming up Sunday.
Oh, I think the Cowboys have won, three of their last four here in Philadelphia. They and I understand the last game of the season last year doesn't really mean a lot, but I think they're going to be a very tough team to beat on Sunday night. And I'm not just coming in here saying, well, the Eagles are unbeaten with Andy Reid after the bye week. You got to go out there and earn it. So let's hope the Eagles play with that urgency that they showed a bit of, at least in the first half, against the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I want to just come out fired up, and I just want to shut down Dez Bryant and Miles Austin, shut up Rob Ryan over there, because you know he's always got a big mouth like his brother over there.
They like to talk. Hey, you loved it when their father was head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's true. No, you're right. But listen, I got a question for you.
Yes.
You know I always got to mention the Giants because I hate the Giants.
Yes.
But, I mean, I'm not taking them for real. They always hurt. They always find a way to win, granted, and I give them that. But after the Miami game, we're going to really see how they really
– Absolutely. Very tough schedule.
Very tough schedule. So I expect them to, you know, get a win for Miami. Then after that, I think the Eagles have to worry about them, you know, just worry about one game at a time like they've been saying. And let the pieces fall where they may. And I believe that if we take care of our business, at the end of the year, we're going to be on top of the NFC.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Zoms, thanks for the call.
All right, man.
I agree that the Eagles, look, you just move ahead here and win in the NFC East. Just win every week and no problems. I don't see this team, and when I look around, I don't see teams, and I don't really count on wild card scenarios. I just think this team, and we've said it for weeks now, to get into the playoffs, they have to win the NFC East. To win in the NFC East, they've got to win these five remaining games in the division and then take care of teams like the Jets, the Cardinals, the Patriots, the Bears, the Dolphins. All winnable games, but you got to win in the division and win. And to me, you know, just win the NFC East and get a home playoff game. That's what I see. So I think it's going to be very difficult otherwise to make it to the playoffs. Gerald in California joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, Gerald, how are you?
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. I wanted to call and tell you my fantasy lineup for the Eagles.
Yes, sir.
I believe King Dunlap and Jamar Jackson should start.
Okay.
You have experience. We talked about we need experience.
Where is King Dunlap starting? Which position?
Right guard.
At right guard? I think he's too tall. I think he's too tall to play guard.
Why not? That's so overpowering the opponent.
Yeah, but he can't get low enough. You know, you're going against defensive tackles that have such low centers of gravity and get so much leverage on you. I don't think King can get down there that low.
How about Kelsey at the right guard and Jackson at the center?
Yeah, I think Kelsey's a better player than Jackson. How about that? I mean, it's a different case than Watkins. Kelsey went out there and earned the starting job right away because he is in the eyes of Howard Mudd, a better player than Jamal Jackson right now. And why is he a better player? Let's talk about that. Why is he a better player than Jamal Jackson? He's more athletic.
Okay.
He's very, very athletic. He's very technically sound. He's handled the mental part of things. He's made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But the Eagles think he's going to be a tremendous, very high-level center, and that already he's a very good center. And that's why he's not there to grow. He's there because he's better than Jackson now and will grow.
Okay.
So it's a little different than Watkins.
I just believe we're lacking an experience, picking up blitzes, and that center will help. Jackson knows, you know, the blitzing schemes and the defenses better than Kelsey. I'm not saying he's not a better player. You just mentioned something about winning today.
Yeah.
I believe Jackson is good enough for us to win today. That's all.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. In this blocking scheme, it's really the quarterback who is in charge of directing the blocking shifts and the changes in the blocking alignment and picking up the blitz. It's incumbent upon Michael Vick at more than it is on Kelsey. And you can see here, I mean, the Eagles are running the football pretty darn well.
Yeah, they are. But I just believe you can't go wrong with experience. That's all. Can't go wrong with experience.
Generally, I would say yeah, but I think you've got to be very realistic and honest with evaluating what you have. And Howard Mudd has evaluated that Jason Kelsey right now is a better player than and Danny Watkins became the starter really because Kyle DeVan struggled at the right guard spot.
I've seen that, and I just believe like okay. What about Jackson at the right guard? I just think Jackson should be on that starting five.
Well, for whatever reason, Gerald,
he's not. Huh?
He's just not maybe as athletic as these other guys are.
Yeah, you get old, you get kind of heavy. You know, he can't move like he used to.
He's played at 330. He's played at 310. And in this scheme, there's so much cross blocking. There's so much getting out of the perimeter for guards and for centers. That just may not just be what Jackson's strength is.
Yes. Okay, I understand. Can I have my prediction for the week?
Okay, Gerald. Let's start it off.
Remember, this is coming from California, too.
It will be
38-27.
Oh, boy.
38-27.
It's a high-scoring affair. Okay. We thank you.
All right. Have a nice one day.
Thanks, man. Thanks, you. Have a great Eagles day. Thanks for calling in. Early in the morning in California, tuning into Eagles Live. Gotta love it. Hey, I also want to remind you guys, this weekend, a big alumni weekend, Eagles Alumni Association, Philadelphia Eagles organization will induct former Eagles cornerback Eric Allen and former Eagles defensive coordinator, the late Jim Johnson, into the Eagles honor roll. That will be conducted at halftime of the Eagles-Cowboys game. So it'll be a very special night at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. The Eagles and the Cowboys, and the induction of two former Eagles greats into the Eagles honor roll. When we return, we'll take a look at that offensive line. We'll take some more phone calls, and we'll talk Eagles right here on Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're coming right back.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
We wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
On the road, taking on Carolina. Rex Grossman's out. John Beck in.
Not mad, Rex Grossman.
Cam Newton comes into the game fourth in the NFL with 1,847 passing yards. How about this move here, Coach?
Man. This guy's impossible to tackle. He's a big man and a fast man. Can anybody bring him down?
That's the voice from heaven right here.
25 yards on the scramble. It led to an Olindo Mari field goal. All right, third quarter, 9-6, Redskins down on a fourth and two. And John Beck, say hello to James Anderson. Drop for a 7-yard loss, Redskins turn it over on downs. And so here come the Panthers. It is Newton to Brandon LaFell.
I showed you how I run the ball. Let me show you how I can throw the ball. I am the complete package.
And watch these touchdowns, watch these passes here.
Unbelievable.
And then here Newton scrambling. 16 yards for the touchdown, his 7th touchdown run of the year.
I see the sock game, Cam. I see it.
Here come the Redskins down, a 2nd and 6. Back to Logan Paulson. 24 yards, 3rd and goal. That's what John Beck does bring in, potentially, that Rex Grossman doesn't. He can scramble, so he tucks it under. The Redskins down 16-13. Beck at 279 passing yards, a touchdown and a pick. But Cam Newton in these passes, it's interesting because accuracy was the one thing that was questioned, Deion. But he has been, if anything, accurate.
His whole lifestyle was questionable going to the draft. But I think he's proven all his detractors wrong.
Led to a 2-yard jump. Stewart touchdown, 23-13. And now Newton.
Cam!
I mean, lays it in there beautifully.
Whoa, Cam!
And how about Steve Smith? 143 yards.
Again.
Leads the NFL receiving yards.
Again, 143 yards. Again.
Give up on him?
Yes. And Steve Smith is saying, I'm still here.
Third down.
Damn.
And that one was just easy. Newton to LaFell. The Panthers win it to 33-20. And Cam Newton with 256 passing yards and a passer rating of over 100.
So Cam Newton delivers for the Carolina Panthers and the Redskins in a lot of trouble. Tim Hightower, an injury, potentially a torn ACL, and Santana Moss, their star wide receiver, with a broken hand. He will be out for a long time with that. So the Redskins could be sinking very, very quickly in the NFC East. Hey, listen, guys, a big event coming up at Lincoln Financial Field. We want to tell you about it. You've been part of it before. Want to let you know the tickets go on sale on Friday for the Monster Jam, which happens in June. So make sure you're with us. It is a really a once-in-a-lifetime event if you've ever attended it. If you haven't, you should. It's a tremendous time, but it really defies any sort of logic. It's crazy. It's the Eagles. It's the Advanced Auto Parts Monster Jam. Tickets go on sale on Ticketmaster on Friday. The event is on Saturday, June 9th. So make sure you enjoy that. Friday, October 28th, 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster.com. Catch all the exciting monster truck action as Monster Jam returns to Lincoln Financial Field on Saturday, June 9th, 2012. Get your tickets on Friday. And you can see Avenger and all those high-flying, insane vehicles. A lot of smashing, a lot of noise, and a great deal of fun. 215-339-6709. Tom in New Jersey joins us. Hi, Thomas. Hello, Tom. Tommy. No Tom? Tom's gone. 215-339-6709. All right, let's shift gears. We talked a little bit about the offensive line. This is just a proposal, okay? A little food for thought. This is the current offensive line. Jason Peters, Evan Mathis, Jason Kelsey, Danny Watkins, Todd Harris. Now, they've done a very nice job. Had some injuries. Peters has missed the last couple of games. Harriman's got moved out to right tackle. Not a bad group. A lot of offensive explosion, production. But then last week, you see Winston Justice starts. So what if Winston Justice were the starter again at right tackle? What would happen then? What about this scenario? Is this a better offensive line with Peters? Harriman's back at left guard. Kelsey at center. Watkins on the bench, Mathis at right guard, and Winston Justice at right tackle. Just some food for thought. I'm not saying it's happening. I'm not saying it's imminent. It's just kind of some conversation we've had here in our little studio. Wondering if it's feasible. How do you guys feel about that? Brett in New York joins us on Eagles Live. Hi, Brett. Hello, Brett. Brett? What's going on? Brett. He's gone. 215-339-6709. All right. Brandon Graham is expected to be on the practice field today. He's out there actually right now, we hope. Last year as a rookie, first-round draft picks, played in 13 games, started six times, 13 tackles, three sacks, two forced fumbles. Numbers, okay. Improvement, absolutely. If he comes back to the team in the next couple of weeks, where would he fit in? How would he play? Where would he play? Who would get bounced from the roster? Brandon Graham, watch officially on right now. Tom in New Jersey joins us. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? I got kicked off before. I don't know what happened.
I don't either, but thanks for giving us a call back.
Oh, I'm so happy I got in touch with you guys. Hey, what about releasing maybe Ronnie Brown for Brandon Graham to come back, you know?
Not a bad idea, but you do want to have three halfbacks on the team. Now, yeah. you could have one in theory, on the practice squad, ready to go. I'm not sure what's out there. There's two positions that intrigue me. Would you keep six defensive ends, number one? Or why, you're keeping six cornerbacks right now. Now, the way I look at cornerback, it's in the future, it's definitely a state of flux, you know? You don't know what's going to happen with some players here next year.
Yeah.
Will Asante Samuel be here next year? Will Jose Leo Hansen be here next year? What do you do with Curtis Marsh?
I really don't think Asante is going to be back. I didn't expect him to make it past the trade deadline, to be honest with you. The rest of the season, I really don't think he's going to be putting 100% out there for us.
Well, why not?
I have a bad feeling about him.
Well, listen, if he doesn't, then get him off the field. All right.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to see Dominic Rogers-Cromartie out there more.
Well,
I definitely would.
I look at a team like Dallas, and they've got Bryant, and they've got Austin, and they've got Witten, and they've got some. Robinson, I think, is their third receiver, a good player.
Yeah.
This is where you need your cover cornerbacks.
Yeah,
this is
definitely.
The kind of game right here. At the same time, the Cowboys are going to run it right at number 22. They're going to run the football at number 22.
Yes.
Because every team does it. So I personally don't want to hear any more about they didn't pay me to tackle stuff, because the last time I Every kid who's played football, who's been on the field from the time they were 7 years old, everybody on the football field has to tackle.
You play defense. You have to tackle.
Yeah.
It's your job.
Yeah.
It bothers me. You know, he makes great plays, but not for nothing, really, he hasn't made any great plays this year.
No, he's been quiet this year. Had the one really great interception against the Falcons, but by and large, fairly quiet. But see, I think the cornerbacks have actually done a pretty nice job covering mm-hmm. wide receivers. And if you can take the wide receivers of the Dallas Cowboys, along with Witten, and take them out of the mix and make them throw check down to their running backs, I'll take that all day.
Oh, definitely.
Take that all day. So I value Asante Samuel in this game against mm-hmm. Dez Bryant. I mean, it's a huge game. That kid right there is a stud.
Yep.
All right, Tom.
Thank you very much, Dave.
All right, brother.
Thanks again.
You got a prediction?
I'm definitely going to be calling again next week.
Well, you got
so hopefully we get that W on Sunday. I'm actually going to be trying to go to the game Sunday night if I can get off work on Monday, but I might just call out sick anyway. Who cares?
Do it, man. Give me a prediction for the game.
Say 35-17 Eagles.
Okay, I'll take that. Jeez, that's a blowout. Okay. Thanks, Tom.
I think we're going to come off this bye week hot. We're going to come in hot, real hot.
I hope so. Thank you, man.
First home victory. It's going to be great.
Isn't it weird how this team is not winning at Lincoln Financial Field?
Yeah.
Why?
It just blows my mind. Blows my mind.
It's great atmosphere. The fans are into it. But as soon as something bad happens, the fans go silent and start to sit on their hands and start to wait for something bad to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So this team needs to play with 60 minutes of intensity and focus and precision the entire way.
You ain't kidding. All right, Dave. Well, have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Let's take a look here. Thank you. At the remaining schedule of the Cowboys' tough game. Look at all of those primetime nationally televised games. Four of the next five nationally televised. It's a tough schedule. It is a tough schedule. You got to win in the conference. Eagles have lost three games in the NFC. So that's why I just think, Monday night game against Chicago. Just two primetime, very difficult games. Arizona, not a good football team. Got to beat them. Got to beat the Giants up there. Again, primetime game. Then come back with the Patriots, outstanding team. And then a very short turnaround to go to Seattle for a Thursday night game. And then a little bit of a break before you play the Dolphins. And then it's home with the Jets, at Dallas, home with Washington. Really, really interesting schedule the rest of the way for your Philadelphia Eagles. 215-339-6709. Jay in Hawaii is calling us. Hey, Jay. Aloha.
Aloha, Dave.
How you doing, man?
Good.
What's happening?
I just wanted to let you know that I'm always up early in the morning. It's 5:30 right now, and so I get up just to hear the report.
Thank you, man.
But I really love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to bring up, I can't believe we haven't won at home yet, Lincoln Field.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I can't believe that. I'm excited to see Brandon Graham back. I thought last year he was really good last year, especially against the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope we're open big things.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I guess, Jay, I'm not expecting him to be active this week. I don't know.
Right.
I think it'll take a week or two of practice. I'm sure he did some drills last week to get him going, just to give him some sort of conditioning simulation of a two-a-day.
Right.
But
But
it's a matter of getting into pads, bouncing around a little bit. How do you feel after that? But he can certainly add some punch off the edge, no doubt.
Right. Well, I'm Polynesian, and I see that Stanley Havili is still in the practice squad.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, he is still a practice squad. Now, Havili was a seventh-round draft pick last year, had the shoulder injury at USC, so this gives him time to heal, learn the system. And, you know, obviously the Eagles like him. He's an athletic player, catches the football well, and is a backup right now to Owen Schmidt at fullback.
To Owen Schmidt, because I noticed we just have Owen as the fullback.
Just one fullback on the active roster.
Right. Well, yeah, I can't believe I got through. I finally got through. You don't know how many months I've been trying to get through, and feels good.
Thanks, man. Well, listen, we love you. You're getting up at 5:30 in the morning to watch us. This is great.
Yeah.
Hey, give me a prediction, Jay.
I say we limit them to just to a touchdown, 21-7 Eagles.
I like it. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
All right, Jay. You know, if the Eagles limit the Cowboys to just 7 points, you can say that the defense is arriving, you know? Showed a lot of improvement against the Redskins. I think you could say that the defense is arriving. That guy right there, Nate Allen, played very well. Kurt Coleman played extremely well with 3 interceptions. NFC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Redskins. You know, you're looking, you're hoping for some long-term answers at the safety spots. Jaquan Jarrett hasn't been able to get back on the field at all after some preseason play. Maybe Kurt Coleman's the guy. And Nate Allen's getting healthy, and that would be wonderful for this defense. Brett in New York joins us. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a little thing here to say. I wanted to say about the defense.
Yeah.
This is what I noticed here for when Obde was in Oakland, when they had those big-time receivers, like, for example, like Andre, most of those big-time receivers, you never hear about them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they should play him. He's a press cover corner, not like a zone or.
Well, it seemed like he played. It seemed like he played a lot more press coverage last week against the Redskins.
Yeah, when I look at that, I have hope.
Yes.
So that's why they should play him all the time.
Yeah.
Every down, like he's not like a safety. He's not like a slot. He's a man-to-man guy.
Yes.
He like will stay on you because you never hear those big-time receivers. So if Dallas comes, they should do that.
Well, who would you, okay? So
Miles Austin.
You would put him on Miles Austin. Who would you put him on?
Miles Austin.
He's
or the, put him on Dez Bryant.
Well,
have
but,
him press coverage both of them, or you can rotate.
Both the
or
thing. The thing that's
nickel, 2-4-5. You know.
The thing that's interesting about Austin and Bryant, they're both bigger receivers, so they're probably a little more.
Physical,
so that, you know, they get a little bit off, get off. But I would absolutely try to jam them at the line of scrimmage. There's no doubt.
Yeah, because yeah, if you do that, you won't even hear of them. You won't even hear of them, like, the whole entire game.
Well, unless he misses the press, and then they,
yeah,
exactly. He's by them. But no, I you know, listen, I think everybody kind of agrees with that, Brett, right now. I think Juan saw in Nnamdi a chance to move him around like he's Charles Woodson, like he's Rod Woodson, like he's just, and maybe that's just not the kind of player he is.
No, he's not. He's not at all. He's more of, like I said, you said before, man to man, pressed on you.
Yeah, he's a man to man cover corner, and so take out the other team's best receiver, and then you don't have to worry about that. And that seems to be the way it's going with Nnamdi.
They should do that.
Yeah,
they should really do that.
Okay.
And the O-line, they shouldn't really fix that either. That's fine too.
Well, what are you saying? You're saying keep the current offensive line where it's Peters at left tackle, where it's Harriman's at right tackle, Mathis and Watkins are the guards, and Kelsey's the center?
Yes.
Well, yes. I mean, what if Winston Justice is healthy?
I don't really like Winston that much, to be quite honest with you.
Do you think he's soft or something?
I just don't think he's very good at pass blocking or run blocking.
Okay. I mean, the Eagles thought he was good enough that they signed him to a long-term deal, what, 3 years ago? Is he better than Danny Watkins right now?
Could be, yes, but I just think Danny Watkins has, like, a lot of potential.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely does. Absolutely.
He has a lot of potential.
Yep.
The thing is, I have something about the D-line. I don't know why they moved Trent Cole over to the right end. He's a left-end guard.
No, he's been a right – Trent's been a right – end his whole career.
I remember last year on the left.
No, they had Parker at the left end, and they had Graham at left end. I think Trent's more. I think I can't find very much fault, Brett, with Trent Cole's game, but I'm glad to have him back. They're gonna have to pressure Tony Romo. You know, the Cowboys do have some injury concerns up front. Hey, give me a prediction for the game, Brett.
Prediction? I'll say 28-14.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Go.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Brett. Thanks for the call. Thanks for calling back. Let's talk about something that's maybe a little bit controversial here. We're going to get into this after the break, but actually, let's not show the graphic now. Let's take a break. When we come back, Asante Samuel had some comments to a Philadelphia radio station last week. We will get to them after the break. And somebody alluded to it earlier. I wonder what you think about these. Let's get that on the other side. It's 215-339-6709. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Eagles Nightly Live at 7 o'clock right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. So join us for that as well. We're coming right back. Asante Samuel's comments up next.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Forty years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. It's Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Taking some phone calls. We'll get into Asante Samuel's comments here in just a moment. Disturbing, to say the least. Hey, Ramon in Brooklyn joins us. Ramon?
How's it going, Dave?
Hi, man.
First time caller, man.
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
How's it going? Good. Appreciate the work you guys do up there.
Thanks.
Amazing job.
Thank you.
Been a long time Eagles fan.
Nice.
I love the offense, love the defense. I'm ready for them to roll.
Yeah.
I'm ready for them to get it going. I think they can win all 10 games, possibly.
Ooh.
I honestly do.
That would be a historic run for the Eagles. I'll take a 9-game winning streak. I'll take a 10-game winning streak and then a chill-a-thon in week 17. How about that?
Right. Right. And I think especially where the talent is, man, they can rank up there with Green Bay and the New Orleans Saints and, you know, the Bucks. I think they can actually get up there once they get everything together, get this momentum, catch it throughout the bye week, and make a run for it for the playoffs, man. I think they can do it.
Well, there's talent here, there's no doubt, and that kid right there is the most talented, perhaps, of all, LeSean McCoy.
Right.
I think the Eagles have it in them, but they have not been anything close to a 60-minute team yet. And when you watch a team like the Saints go out and just dismantle the Indianapolis Colts 62-7. You see a team that puts it together for 60 minutes. When you see the Green Bay Packers struggle a bit, but then finish off the Minnesota Vikings, and if they've won all their games by an average of a touchdown, you know, they put it together for 60 minutes. Those two teams stand above all in the NFC, and then, you know, even San Francisco's played very, very well of late. But the Eagles haven't put it together. So They've got to prove it to us here. It's not just about the talent. It's about playing as a team and being urgent and playing without making these ridiculous mistakes that this team has made.
Right. Just shooting ourselves in the foot. That's all we're doing pretty much. But like you said, I like what you said. At this game against Dallas, with Miles Austin, Dez, and Witten,
yeah,
this is going to be a perfect test for DRC, Asante, and Nnamdi.
And Nnamdi.
To get it going and see what they can do. I want to see what Juan Castillo can do as far as placing them in the right spots on the right actual receivers to see what's going on.
Yeah, and it's not, and you know what, I got to tell you, Ramon, it's not just those receivers. When you see a kid run for 253 yards, as DeMarco Murray did in his NFL, really his NFL debut in a sense, you've got to respect their running game. They are powerful running the football. Clearly, they are a balanced offense. Now, I know St. Louis is a decrepit team and just falling apart, just being they didn't look very interested in tackling on Sunday. But the fact is, the Cowboys come in here thinking, we're going to run the football. We're going to run the football against anybody. Just hand it off to this kid, and he's a big play waiting to happen. He had huge gaping holes and looked great. I mean, a record-setting day for DeMarco Murray, the most rushing yards in Cowboys franchise history. That's a remarkable day. And he didn't even start. Tashard Choice started and hurt his shoulder. So you're going to see a lot of DeMarco Murray on Sunday night.
All right. And I'm ready for – I think this is going to be Mike Vick's breakout game. I think we're going to see him just come out balling. You know what I'm saying? Just come out straight out against this Rob Ryan's defense. They've been talking stuff since the offseason. I think Mike Vick and this offense is going to flow. And I think the score will be around 35 and to like a 6. 35 Ooh. To 6. That's my predict.
Oh, man, you're an optimistic guy. Thank you, Ramon.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
Love
it.
You got it. Thank you. You too. All right, let's get to what Asante Samuel said this week on a Philadelphia radio station here. These are the quotes. Now, it was after the trade deadline when he was asked about the reports, and I'll stress that word, reports, okay? The Eagles did not trade Asante Samuel, but there were reports that the Eagles were out there listening to offers for him. The Eagles have not confirmed those reports, by the way. So this is what Asante said. It doesn't sit well with me, definitely. I've been nothing but what they expected me to be when they brought me here. True. He's a good player. He's a very good player. Big plays. Love him. Definitely it doesn't sit well with me. And obviously, they don't want me there. Not true. If they didn't want you here, they would have traded you. They would have traded you, Asante. So come on. So life goes on. So we'll see where I'll be at. But he wasn't done. Well, as long as I'm getting paid, I'm going to do my job. So whoever is cutting the check, I do my job. So I'm not worried about that. Well, good. I just know in the back of my head they don't want me there. So, you know, that's not going to leave. That's not true, Asante. They put it out there so everybody could know that. So I know that and everybody knows that. So it's in the back of my head. And Asante Samuel is a business entity first. So I'm going to make sure I handle my business accordingly. Now, when I read these kind of quotes, I try not to take them out of context. I wish, number one, that Asante Samuel did not put himself in that position. Okay? When practice is over today, every camera and every reporter is going to be in his face. And I don't think they're going to say, Asante's going to say, I don't feel like talking today. I don't get that sense that reporters are going to back away lightly. Just play football. Nobody's criticizing. I have not heard Andy Reid or Juan Castillo or any of his teammates or anybody who matters criticize Asante Samuel. Everybody loves the guy. Great personality, big playmaker, valuable part of this defense. But don't talk about not tackling. I mean, we don't expect you to be a Dick Butkus out there. Tackle. You're a cornerback. You're on the field. You're playing defense. Just like everybody else. I expect everybody's on the field to tackle on defense. That's all. Just go play football. We've been dealing with this since training camp. And the problem is that when you make those kinds of comments, you then become a story. Like I said, I don't care who's making the tackles. I don't care who's throwing the passes. I don't care who's blocking. I don't care who's on the field. I don't have favorites. I root for the Philadelphia Eagles to win. That's all. That's all. However the Philadelphia Eagles win, they win. That's all I care about. So everybody wants Asante Samuel to be here. Everybody wants Asante Samuel to play great football here. The whole idea is that these cornerbacks are playmakers and tremendous players, and they are the focal point of the defense. And they will be in the spotlight on Sunday night. You can bet your bottom dollar there. I'd like to get your reaction to Asante Samuel, his comments as well. Okay? 215-339-6709. Brian in Fresno, California joins us. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
The thing about Asante Samuel is I've noticed this year that it does look like when on defense that he's making career decisions, that he doesn't want to make, like he shies away from tackles. He skips away, jumps away. Like you said, thinking about Asante Samuel first. Is that what he means? He doesn't seem like an aggressive player against Buffalo. He doesn't seem like an aggressive defender.
I think he's a very aggressive defender. I don't think he's an aggressive tackler, but I think he's a very aggressive defender in coverage. I mean, he likes to jump routes. He likes to anticipate what the quarterback is doing. He studies a tremendous amount.
I haven't seen him playing aggressively. I've seen him give up an easy slant against the 49ers and the Bills against receivers who are newcomers.
Yeah, well, that's I agree with that, Brian. And we talked about that a lot. That first and 15 in Buffalo was a really annoying play when they were backed up on their own 5-yard line. But if the call is to back off and play 7 yards off the line of scrimmage, he's just doing what the coach is telling him to do.
Well, it seemed like against Buffalo and against Washington, that the Tomlin was playing right at the line of scrimmage.
Yes, sir.
I kind of thought maybe Castillo was giving them the option on what they want to do.
No.
Asamoa was right in his face.
Asamoa.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Asamoah. You put the wrong accent on the wrong syllable. I would think that Asante is doing what Juan is asking him to do. Otherwise, I don't think Juan would keep him on the field.
Yeah.
I think what he does is he puts Nnamdi up in press because that's what Nnamdi does very well. He presses. And Asante has been more of an off-cover corner in his career who breaks very, very well in the football.
So is he not happy?
Based on those comments, you would think so. I mean, that's why I don't want him to make those comments.
Were people looking to trade him?
I know of. Look, I think when you have to realize that in the NFL, virtually every player is discussed among teams.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure the Eagles have received inquiries about Asante Samuel over these last many months. I mean, he's a fine Pro Bowl cornerback, been there 3 times. So teams say, hey, would you trade Asante Samuel? And they offer whatever they offer, and it's the Eagles' decision. Are they making their team better now and in the future by making a trade? I don't think the Eagles called up a bunch of teams and said, hey, we're looking to trade Asante Samuel. Are you interested? What would you give?
Asante wasn't on the trade block. That's what it seems like.
Well, I mean, who isn't on the trade block?
Well, if a team Michael Vick is on the trade block.
Sure. Sure. If a team called up and said, hey, we'd like to acquire Michael Vick, we're going to give you 3 first-round draft picks for him, you're going to trade him.
That's a team calling, but is Atlanta? Is Andy Reid shopping him? Is more what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't believe that's how it's done. No, I don't think Asante Samuel's being quote shopped. I don't believe that.
Okay.
But I believe the teams look at rosters and say, look, the Eagles have 6 cornerbacks. Let's call up our team has no cornerbacks. Let's call up the Eagles and see if they're interested in talking about cornerbacks. That's how I think it's done.
Okay. Because it seemed like he was being shopped around by Philly, and he heard about it, and he was upset about it.
First of all, I don't believe much of what I read because there's so much news out there, reports this, reports that. And Asante shouldn't be listening to that stuff anyway, first of all.
Yeah, of course.
And he shouldn't give a damn, second of all. It's a business of insecurity. It's a business of show me what you can do on this next play. Look, the Eagles are 2-4. This ain't a time to worry about individual players.
Yeah.
The Eagles need Asante Samuel to be a leader in the locker room, to be a leader on the field, to lay it all on the line, and to win football games and to get back into this thing. Not to worry about being, you know, his future.
Mm-hmm.
That's me anyway. That's the way I believe.
Uh-huh. And so what about, is Brandon Graham going to be back for Dallas?
Brandon Graham is eligible to practice. He tweeted this morning that he is excited to be out on the practice field. They are currently on the practice field. We will have complete coverage tonight on Eagles Nightly. Brandon Graham last year, here's what he did. I think he'll practice this week, and the Eagles will make a decision later in the week. Is he ready to play? I personally believe it'll be at least one game before he plays.
Okay.
But that's just my guess.
And against the Redskins, it looks like we went away from the wide nine. Is that something we're going to use when we want to?
Yeah, I think at times you have to. I think you move your defensive end in just a pinch, which is the six technique, they call it, which is inside the defensive tackle's shoulder. And
it looks like that defense is more like a nickel defense. I think this year teams have schemed against it.
The wide nine. Well, I think a lot of it is a combination of the scheme and of the players performing. I mean, the Detroit Lions use it with great effectiveness. The Tennessee Titans have used it with great effectiveness over the years. Jim Washburn has made a career of having his defensive ends come up and his defensive linemen shoot up the field. But you got to have the linebackers making plays behind them. And I think it's just taking time for the Eagles to get that down. Now, they showed signs. Linebackers were a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, a little bit more aggressiveness. No, there was wide nine used. It was mixed in.
Okay.
It wasn't exclusively wide nine. All right. Hey, Brian, give me a prediction.
Is Winston Justice back?
Winston Justice is back. I don't know if he's playing as a starter at right tackle. We've talked about this a little bit here. What do you do with the offensive line? Do you put Winston Justice at right tackle? Here's a potential look. We're just throwing it out there for conversation's sake. Would you put Harriman's back at left guard, move Mathis over to right guard, and put Danny Watkins back on the sidelines? I don't know. Or do you go back to what you had previous to the injuries and put Harriman's back at right tackle? Let's take a look at that offensive line with Harriman's at right tackle, Mathis at left guard, and Watkins at right guard.
I heard from a couple of scouts that Mathis is supposed to be the best left guard in the league right now.
Who said that?
Is that true?
I don't know.
There's reports on Sports Illustrated he was rated as the number one left tackle.
Wait, you're talking about Peters or you're talking about Mathis?
Evan Mathis.
He plays left guard and best left guard in the league. Yeah, I didn't see that anywhere. But that's good. That would be great if it was the case. Hey, give me a prediction for the game, Brian.
24-17 Philly.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
All right.
Thanks, man. A lot of California people calling. All right, let's take a little break here. When we come back, more Eagles Live with you, 215-339-6709. Would like to get some reaction to what Asante said and just talk about the Cowboys. It's Eagles Cowboys week, everybody. It's time to get fired up about this football team. We're coming right back on Eagles Live in just a moment. Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night. grab it in the day. Grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking, he's being chased, he gets out of the way. He runs, he pumps, he fires, touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cheryl, and this is my third year on the squad. What I love the most about being an Eagles cheerleader is obviously performing at the games and rehearsals because I love to dance. But it's mainly the fact that my parents are just extremely proud of me because they grew up in South Philly and, you know, they're obsessed with the Eagles, they're huge fans. So it just made them so extremely happy to say that their daughter is an Eagles cheerleader. Actually, this past February, I traveled to Jamaica with my fiance. It was our first trip together, so it was really interesting to, you know, leave the country and fly together for a first time. It's not like we could have driven to the beach or something for our first trip, but it was actually really incredible. We stayed in a 5-star resort and got to meet all the locals. We actually made really great friends with the locals, and we still keep in contact with them now through email, and, you know, we call back and forth. And I just think it's incredible that we went somewhere so far away and came back with great friends.
And we are back. Thank you, Cheryl. Looking lovely. Lovely. Hey, we got a great promotion going on with our fine friends at Dietz & Watson. It's called the Dietz & Watson Tailgate Grillibration. What we need you to do is like both the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dietz & Watson pages on Facebook. Fill out the form and enter your best tailgate recipe. Very, very simple. Weekly winners are chosen. The grand prize winner will win lunch with an Eagles player and 4 tickets and 4 sideline passes to a regular season game. Winning recipes will be featured in an online cookbook. Enter today for your chance to win. Remember, just go to the Philadelphia Eagles page and the Dietz & Watson page on Facebook. Give them both a like, and away we go. You know, all you have to do is enter a great recipe, and you can win game tickets and sideline passes to a regular season game. Weekly winners are chosen, so do it, and do it now. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's get back to the telephone to talk to, who are we talking to? What is it again? I don't have it. Gary? Gary in Florida. Hey, Gary.
Dave, how are you? Welcome back to you and Wolfie and Chris and all.
Thank you. You too.
And, you know, this week was the longest week in an Eagle fan's life.
Yeah, well, we needed a break, though.
Well, you, to you, it was fast.
Yeah, it was
to
great.
Me, it was slow.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I wasn't having the kind of fun you were.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? Talking about Asante.
Yes.
He's high maintenance.
Yes.
You know, you have to stroke him. You know, like, nice job, Asante. And otherwise, he's...
Well, who does, but who doesn't stroke Asante? Who's not been nice to Asante Samuel? Who's said anything bad about Asante Samuel?
Well, okay, I'll start. No, I'm just kidding. No, Asante...
It doesn't matter what you... But Gary, it doesn't matter what you say or what anybody says out there. It matters what the coaches say and his teammates say and the organization says. And everybody's been very kind. He's a great football player. I don't know what... I don't know why there would be a problem.
Absolutely. You're so right. You know what? But he's just not as well-rounded as he could be. And that puts a little bit of pressure on the left linebacker and maybe even the left defensive end.
In the run game.
Yeah. You know, so it's kind of like Babin, the Babin case, you know, where he's got 7 sacks, but he doesn't really play to run as well as we'd like to see. And the same thing with Asante. You know, he normally has a handful of interceptions, but, you know, he leaves a little bit to be desired in tackling. So, in other words, these guys don't have all the skills And it sticks out. So that's why Sante, I think Sante, he's a little paranoid.
Interesting point. I mean, could be. I just don't like going to that forum. I don't even want him to be on the radio. I mean, he talks 10% of the time in the locker room. Why go on the radio at that point, your bye week, and say that? What is that going to do to help the Philadelphia Eagles win the football, any football games? That's my
nothing.
Only...
You know, as a matter of fact, it's detrimental. But you know what? He's spoiled. He's a spoiled guy.
Well, look, I don't want to turn into a bash Asante. I'm glad he's on the football team, and he does help the team a lot.
Hey, he's awesome. You know, like I said, you can't take it away from him what he does. God knows.
I just want him to not give up first downs. That's really all I care about. You know?
Well, you know, we have him. I think that he's as good as anybody in the league at what he does.
I think he's an excellent off-cover corner. But I want him to – honestly, I got to tell you – I want to see him in press. I want to see the Eagles' cornerbacks up in press coverage. I want to see them.
You know, how big is he, Dave?
Oh, he's 5'11".
What's he, about 135 pounds?
Yeah, 190 maybe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So he's got some power to him.
A little bit. I mean, he's not Nnamdi. Nnamdi's a much longer, you know, kind of guy, but listen, Asante's plenty big enough to be a physical. It's a matter of whether he wants to be that kind of player. You know, and
when people, you know, anybody that has a job and then has other people come into their job description is going to feel a little put off, you know, so it's perfectly natural. But I think he's going to be around for a while. Now, we're paying him a lot of money over the next 2 years. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think he makes $10 million in 2 years.
Yep. Yep, the number jumps. Yep, the number jumps.
And he's going to be 34 when that happens, I think.
Well, hey, you know, he's been a Pro Bowl player the last 3 years. I can't take that away from him. Gary, give me a prediction for the game.
I like the Birds, and I like us to score, let's say, 27. And I like it to be pretty close, so I'm going to say 18.
27-18. Thanks, Gary.
All right, take care, Dave.
All right, 215-339-6709. Listen, if you haven't caught up on the headlines, if you're just joining us, the Eagles are getting off the practice field here shortly. We will have the updates for you. So let's go and show you some of these headlines from today. Team practice today. So the Eagles work today, have tomorrow off, and then Wednesday through Friday, a normal practice schedule, Saturday, the walkthrough, game on Sunday night. Will Brandon Graham be on the field? Is he on the field right now? That is the expectation. We will have complete coverage of all of the practice happenings tonight on Eagles Nightly. Trent Cole, Jason Peters expected to be on the field as well. We will find out about that. Again, we talked about Asante Samuel, the comments he made. What kind of effect will that have on this roster? And one thing we didn't put in there, Ronnie Brown, still an Eagle on the practice field. A lot of stories to chase down today for this football team. And it's fun to be back right here on Eagles Live. Dave Spitter with you. Let's go to Leaf in El Paso, Texas. Hi, Leaf.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you are. You're still
2 hour difference.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's always good talking to you, Dave.
Yes, sir.
And can't wait till the game starts.
Yeah, me too. Let's get back into it.
And as far as it goes, I saw a lot of changes. They actually had Roll out there, I believe, last.
Yeah, Roll's a starter at the weak side linebacker. He's been there. He's going to remain there, playing very good football.
Yeah, the linebacking core. Can you just run down who's
Yeah, it's Roll at weak side. It's Jamar Chaney in the middle at the Mike linebacker position, and then it's Moses Foku at the strong side.
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see the whole game. I had to, you know, do some work actually on Sunday.
Well, hopefully you watched the first half last week and not the second half. The first half was dominating. Second half was kind of a little hold on for dear life kind of victory.
Yeah, it was bits and pieces. I was just trying to watch, window watching through while I was working.
There we go. Well, don't miss Sunday night. It's a big one against your Dallas Cowboys. I know there's a million Dallas Cowboys fans down where you live, so you got a lot of pride this week. I want you to wear Eagles green all week long. You got me, Leaf?
Of course. I got the Eagles robe ready to go.
Nicely done. You got a prediction for the game?
Of course.
Okay.
35-21. Us, baby.
All right. Hey, Leaf, thanks.
Thank you.
And represent in El Paso, Texas this week. All of you fans in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, state of Texas, wear it loud and proud this week. Eagles green It's Eagles-Cowboys week. You know, tomorrow we're going to talk about rivalries and think about this and call me tomorrow, but which of these NFC East games are the most emotional for you? Eagles-Cowboys, Eagles-Redskins, Eagles-Giants. I think I hate the Cowboys more than all of them, obviously. But I have no love for any of these teams. No real like for any of these teams. I do have guys who work on the other teams who I like very much, but it's just the fun of rooting against the star, against the Redskin, and against the Giants, the NY. Brent in Colorado Springs joins us. Hi, Brent.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Welcome.
I'm calling you, Dave, to find out, do you think our bye week came at the right time, like to get the team to gel and to come together?
Well,
and to get this thing going?
It's a hard question to answer, Brent. I will tell you that anytime you have the bye week, you treasure it because it's just so welcome to get a couple of days off. And because the Eagles are so good. Look at that push, by the way, on the left side of the offensive line there. Look at that. I like it. The Eagles are going to get back some key players. You're going to get back Cole and Peters, and Dunlap should be healthy enough to go. So from that stand, Graham is on the practice. So from that standpoint, absolutely. I look at it, and here we go, 10 games. Here's your 10-game block. Let's go win 9 of these games and feel great. Let's go win 8 of these games and feel fantastic. You win 8 games, you should get to the playoffs.
And we got 3, I believe we have 3. The next 3 games are all at home, correct?
Correct. Now, that would normally be a cause for, hey, but the way this team has played at home is a little scary. The Eagles have to get off and run and get to a good big lead and get the crowd into it and just sustain that because the Eagles have not had a lot of success at home the last couple of years.
True.
You know, it's, I think, what were they, 3-5 last year, 0-2 this year at home? Why does this team not win on the at Lincoln Financial Field? We'll find out. We got to win this game.
All right, Dave.
Hey, give me a prediction.
I'm going to say Eagles 27. It's going to be a burner. I think Eagles 27, Dallas 23.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brent. Thanks.
All right.
So we're taking some highlights here of the Eagles-Redskins game. Let's take a look at the Cowboys. Oh, we're going to take a little break first? All right, let's take a little break, and we'll take a look at the Cowboys' offensive statistics. Good group of offensive skill position players, great receivers. DeMarco Murray, 253 yards. Tony Romo, quarterback. Formidable group coming into Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday night. Eagles defense needs to be ready from the opening kickoff. We're coming right back on Eagles Live in just a moment.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you. Reminder, Friday, October 28th, 10 a.m., tickets for Monster Jam 2012 go on sale on Ticketmaster.com. It was a great event. It's been a great event for years here at Lincoln Financial Field. Monster Jam 2012 tickets go on sale on Friday, so make sure you take advantage of that. 10 a.m. on Friday on Ticketmaster.com. Catch all the exciting monster truck action as Monster Jam returns to Lincoln Financial Field on Saturday, June 9th, 2012. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 28th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Look at that vertical. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Kenny. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I know the last time we spoke, it was before the Buffalo game.
Yes. So.
Kind of disappointed I couldn't call in after that game. It let me down. But, you know, like, they got something going. You know, we in,
hope so.
Like I said, we're in the business of correcting things, and this week should be a great game.
Yeah.
You know, to get it going and get on the roll.
Agreed.
I want to talk about some matchups.
Okay.
In this game, I'm going to be looking at the Eagles' interior three offensive linemen versus Hatcher, Ratliff, Coleman, you know, of the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I think they that's going to be a cause of concern. I know some points of the last couple games this season, you know, Mathis has been driven back, you know, with the bull rush, and so is Kelsey. And I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to come in, you know, when they're blitzing, they're going to come and just man up and try to push the inside to get at Michael Vick and, you know, play out on the perimeter with Spencer and Ware.
Well, I also worry about obviously the edge rushers. They're terrific. With Ware and with Spencer, they really get after it. So it's a really good scheme, and it's a and that guy right there, Rob Ryan, does a terrific job with it.
Yeah, he's a great coach. You know, but I think with Howard Mudd and the new scheme, I think the way they set up, they don't drop back. They step out in the attack. I think that kind of negates the edge rushers. I'm worried about the interior rushers. You know?
No, I listen. Ratliff is I don't think Ratliff's a gigantic guy. He relies more on quickness.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelsey's okay with that kind of.
With
that kind of player.
Okay, and the second matchup I was looking forward to is Sean Lee versus LeSean McCoy. I think Sean Lee is a great player for the Dallas Cowboys, and. You know, I think highly of LeSean McCoy. It should be a great matchup. Sean Lee's a great player.
Yeah, he's a terrific cover man, and you're right. Now, Shady hasn't been used nearly as much as he had in the past in the passing game. So it'll be interesting to see if the Eagles can get him free. But Sean Lee, really athletic, great hands, runs tremendously well with the football after he makes the interception. So he's become a young playmaker for the Dallas Cowboys.
He absolutely has. I have, you know, I actually, you know, I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan, you know, but I respect, you know, good players. And him along with Ratliff and Ware, I think they're the best players on their team right now.
Might be. They're pretty good. And, he's, you know, Sean Lee, a second-round draft pick, has come along very quickly.
I think a key for us is Brent Celek winning against Abram Elam, Sensabaugh, and the safeties of the Dallas Cowboys is going to be key because they blitz a lot. And, you know, he needs to win his one-on-one with the safety, you know, in order for us to have success in this game.
I'm with you. And, listen, Deshaun has to win his battles and Jeremy has to win his battles and Vic has to be on his game and very, very decisive with the football. Get it out and get it out accurately.
And, you know, I think, you know, with the way we played last game, you know, our team – you know, has a sense of, you know, confidence when we get the lead early. You know, it's like the first couple games of the season, you know, we've gotten down and, you know, it's been, you know, like kind of like always fighting back, you know, not attacking. You know, that's what Andy Reid is all about. And I think if we establish that, you know, for the rest of the season, I think we'd be good. But this game, I think specifically, we need to start out fast on offense. You know, I think our defense will be fine if we start out and be aggressive on offense.
How about a first drive score? Hasn't happened this year.
Yeah.
I mean, how bizarre is that through six games?
And, you know, I think Dallas is going to be expecting the big over-the-top throw. I think we just need to come and matriculate the ball down the field.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
You know, I know they're going to be expecting it. They're going to be expecting it. We're going to be expecting a blitz, and, you know, they're going to try to, you know, think we're going to go over the top of them. How about a screen on the first play?
How about a run on the first play?
Yeah.
That'd be the biggest surprise of all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, this game is going to be a good test. It's going to be a good game, you know. My predicted score is 27-23.
Okay.
Eagles win, of course.
Of course. All right, Ken.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. I'll be talking to you, Dan.
All right, man. Don't be a stranger. All right, thanks very much. You got it, brother. All right, all of you, have a great Eagles Day. We thank you so much for joining us. Take a look at the Cowboys offense before we run it out of here. Terrific group. Averaging nearly 25 points a game. Rushing the football, okay. Certainly improved yesterday.